Welcome back, everybody. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always ready to dive in.
Okay, so today we're looking at, well, it's a little different.
Different good.
Oh, definitely different good. It's Just a Penny by EJ Gold.
Ah, yes. Pennies.
Yeah. Now, I know what you're thinking, a whole book just about pennies, seriously, but trust me, this is not your typical coin collecting guide.
Not even close.
EJ Gold, he lays out this whole philosophy, calls it Coinlightenment. And let me tell you, this guy is really into it.
You can say that again. What I find fascinating is that he takes something like, pennies, something we see every day,
Right.
and he just reveals these like hidden depths.
Yeah, like what is this Coinlightenment thing anyway?
Well, it's like a journey,
Okay.
Like think of it as a pyramid, right?
Yep, yeah.
Each level is like a deeper understanding of, well, pennies.
Okay, I'm with you.
So you start at the bottom,
Right.
like just a penny's a penny. You might not even like pick it up off the street.
Yeah, you've probably stepped on a few in your life.
Exactly. But then, you climb that pyramid, you start to see pennies differently. Dates, mint marks, all these subtle things that, well, they can make one penny worth way more than
So
another.
it's like moving past just face value.
Exactly. Like recognizing the potential hidden in these like little Kapu discs and get this journey, this coin light, and it's not just about knowledge. It can lead to, well, wealth. The more you know about pennies, the more likely you are to spot the valuable ones, like the rare ones.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me there are pennies out there worth serious money?
Oh, absolutely.
Like more than just a few
We're
bucks?
talking hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars. Depends on, rarity, condition.
Okay, now I'm interested. So how do you search for pennies?
Well, he does mention just looking for loose change,
Really? Yeah.
but his main thing, it's much more systematic.
Okay.
He actually recommends going through like rolls of pennies.
Rolls of pennies, seriously.
Yeah. Examining each one, looking for anything out of the ordinary.
That sounds a bit tedious, if you ask me.
He makes it sound almost meditative.
Really?
Yeah, spreading them out on a velvet pad using a special magnifying glass. It's called an optimizer. Just really taking the time to observe.
Velvet pad, special magnifying glass. This guy does not mess around.
Not at all. He arranges them by decade, looking for wear, mint marks, anything that might be a clue,
Wow. Okay, so it's all about like those tiny details, things most people wouldn't even notice.
It's like he says flipping them so all the wheats are facing up.
Wait, wheats, what's wheats?
Oh, right, sorry. It's this design on the back of the penny, the stalks of wheat around the Lincoln Memorial. He says flipping them that way helps you spot the ones that haven't been worn down as much, the
Yeah.
ones that could be, well, more valuable.
Okay, so even
Yeah.
if you find a penny that looks different, how do you know if it's actually worth something?
Ah, well, that's where the grading system comes in. He breaks it all down in the book.
All right, lay it on me. What are these grades all about?
Well, think of it like grading used cars,
Used cars.
Yeah, like a car in mint condition, fresh off the lot, that would be like an MS coin, pristine, almost flawless.
Okay.
And then you have your AU coins, almost uncirculated, maybe a few tiny scratches, but overall, excellent shape.
So it's like a sliding scale of wear and tear, less wear, higher grade, more valuable.
You got it. And there are grades all the way down to like good or even poor condition.
So those probably aren't worth much more than, well, a penny.
Probably not, but they still have like, historical significance.
So let me get this straight. You could find a penny like in your pocket change that's actually worth good money just because it's in good shape.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And you know what? He talks about this phenomenon called the folder dump.
Folder.
Yeah. It's when people sell off old coin collections, in
Yeah.
bulk. Sometimes those collections haven't been like meticulously examined. So there's a chance you could find a real gem hidden in there.
You're saying, like, I could buy a whole stack of pennies and potentially find one worth hundreds of dollars
Net it. It's like a treasure hunt.
right in your own home. Okay, this is blowing my mind a little bit. I never realized there was so much to know about pennies.
Oh, there's plenty more. Like error coins.
They're coins. What are
These are pennies with little mistakes, things that happen during the minting process.
Oh.
Some of them are incredibly valuable.
Like, what kind of mistakes are we talking about?
Well, one of the most sought after is the double die averse, or DDO for short.
Right.
Happens when the die that strikes the front of the coin, the obverse, where Lincoln's face is,
Right.
it gets accidentally struck twice.
So, what, there are pennies out there? with two Abraham Lincolns?
In a way, yeah. It creates this doubled image, you know, like a blur or a shadow.
Oh.
And those DBO panties, they can be worth a lot, especially if the doubling is really clear.
Okay.
And there are others too, like off-center strikes where the coin isn't stamped properly, or clipped planchettes where it's missing like a chunk of metal.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. I had no idea. But, you know, all this talk about grades and errors and value, it seems kind of, I don't know, materialistic.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Doesn't E.J. Gold talk about, like, something beyond just making money?
You're right, he does. He dedicates, like, a good chunk of the book to what he calls the real essence of Coinlightenment.
Oh, and what is that?
That's where things get a little, well, let's just say outside the box.
Okay, I am intrigued. Tell me more. What does he say?
He believes that coins, especially pennies, they can be more than just, well, money.
Okay.
He sees them as, like, portals to other dimensions, tools for, like, spiritual enlightenment, even psychic connection.
Hold on. Portals. Psychic connection. We're talking about, like, the same penny I used to buy gum.
That's the thing. He takes this everyday object and he gives it this almost mystical significance.
Okay.
He talks about time binding.
Yeah.
Where, like, by handling a penny, you're connected to everyone who's touched it before. Like, like a thread through time.
Wow.
He even suggests making amuletic coin jewelry to harness the energy of specific coins.
Amuletic coin jewelry. Okay, I gotta admit, some of this is a little out there, even for me.
It is pretty wild, right?
But I gotta give him credit, thinking outside the box like that. I mean, who would have thought you could write a whole book about pennies and talk about history, economics, metaphysics, spirituality?
It's what makes this deep dive so interesting. It's a good reminder that, well, there's always more to learn, more to explore, even in the simplest things.
Yeah, he's like saying, don't just look at that penny, really look at it. Think about its journey,
right,
the people, the stories.
Exactly. And maybe you'll find a little Coinlightenment along the way.
Speaking of Coinlightenment, he does give some practical tips on how to get started, right? Like for people who aren't necessarily looking for spiritual enlightenment.
Yeah, yeah. He suggests starting simple. You know, look through your own pocket change.
My own pocket change.
You never know what you might find lurking in your wallet.
Okay.
And then you can start, you know, checking your change after you buy things, pay attention to dates, mint marks, especially the condition of the coins.
So keep your eyes peeled for anything unusual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling really ambitious, you can start going through rolls of pennies like E.J. Gold himself.
Okay, I'm definitely going to start checking my change more carefully now. But what about those rolls of pennies? Where do you even get those?
You can usually get them from your local bank. Just ask for rolls of pennies. They're usually happy to help.
Okay, so no need to, like, raid the piggy bank.
Well, you could, but the bank is probably a bit easier. And once you've got your rolls, he gives really detailed instructions on how to set up your coin searching station.
So the velvet pad, the magnifying glass, the whole nine yards.
Yep. He recommends sorting the pennies by decade, helps you narrow things down. And then you just got to look for anything that stands out, you know.
Okay.
Unusual dates, mint marks, signs of doubling, anything that might be an error coin.
Mm.
He even has a guide in there to help you identify them.
Okay, this is starting to sound like a real detective mission.
It kind of is.
I can see how people get into it. It's like, a treasure hunt. But you also learn about history, and you might even make some money.
Exactly. It's knowledge, skill, and a bit of luck.
But let's be honest. Not everyone is going to find a penny worth, like, thousands of dollars.
That's true.
What about the rest of us just looking for a fun new hobby?
Well, E.J. Gold emphasizes that even if you don't, you know, find a rare error coin, there's still value in the process itself. It can be really meditative, you know. It forces you to slow down, focus, appreciate the small details.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be a great way to connect with history, you know. Yeah. Like holding a piece of metal that's traveled through time, touched by so many people, seen so many things.
That's a good point. It's not just about the money. It's about, like, slowing down, appreciating things, finding the wonder in everyday stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And like he says, even a worthless penny has a story to tell.
It's a tangible link to the past, huh?
Exactly. Like a reminder that history isn't just something you read about. It's right there in your pocket.
Wow, that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
So even if we don't all achieve coin enlightenment on a spiritual level, we can still gain a deeper appreciation for these, often overlooked objects.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe you'll find a few extra bucks along the way.
All right, so we've covered coin enlightenment, penny searching, error coins, even the I have to ask, what's the biggest takeaway? What does EJ Gold really want us to understand?
I think his main message is that there's magic in the mundane.
Okay.
He wants us to look beyond the surface, to question our assumptions, and to see the potential for wonder in the everyday.
He's basically saying, don't underestimate the power of a penny.
Exactly. And he leaves us with this one thought-provoking question.
Oh, what's that?
He asks, could there be a connection between his belief in coins as portals to other dimensions and the actual value they hold in our world?
That's an interesting question. It makes you wonder if what we believe can somehow influence reality. Like, if we believe something has deeper significance, does that make it more valuable?
It's a bit mind-bending, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. It challenges us to think differently, to open our minds, to see the world with a sense of wonder.
I agree.
Well, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our deep dive. But before we go, I want to encourage all of you listening to start your own coin searching adventures. You never know what treasures might be hiding right under your nose.
Happy hunting. And there are other errors to look for too, like off-center strakes where the coin isn't stamped properly, or clipped planchettes where it's missing like a chunk of metal.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. I never realized there was so much to know about pennies, but I have to ask, all this talk about grades, errors, and potential value, it seems kind of, well, materialistic.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Doesn't EJ Gold talk about something beyond just making money from pennies?
You're right, he does. In fact, he dedicates a significant portion of the book to exploring what he believes is the true essence of coinlightenment. And this is where things get a little, well, let's just say outside the box.
Okay, color me intrigued. Lay it on me. What does EJ Gold think is the real deal with coin enlightenment?
He believes that coins, particularly pennies, can be more than just objects of monetary value. He sees them as potential portals to other dimensions, tools for spiritual enlightenment, and even psychic
Now,
connection.
hold on a second. Portals to other dimensions, psychic connection. Are we talking about the same penny I used to buy gum at the corner store?
That's the thing, right? He takes this everyday object and infuses it with this almost mystical significance. He talks about concepts like time binding, where handling a penny connects you to all the people who have handled it before, almost like a thread through time. He even suggests creating amuletic coin jewelry to harness the energy of specific coins.
Amuletic coin jewelry. Now that's an image. And what about this psychic connection idea?
He believes that coins, because they've been touched by so many people and passed through so many hands, can hold a sort of collective energy or memory. He even suggests using coins for divination, like a coin tarot, to tap into this energy.
Okay, I'll admit, some of this stuff sounds a bit far out there, even for me. But I have to give him credit for thinking outside the box. I mean, who would have thought you could write an entire book about pennies and touch on everything from history and economics to metaphysics and spirituality?
That's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. EJ Gold's approach is a reminder that there's always more to learn, more to explore, even in the most mundane objects.
Absolutely. It's like he's saying, don't just glance at that penny in your hand. Really look at it. Think about its journey, the people it's touched, the stories it could tell. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find a little bit of coin enlightenment along the way.
Exactly. And speaking of coin enlightenment, EJ Gold offers some really practical tips on how to get started with coin searching, even if you're not aiming for spiritual enlightenment.
Okay, let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. What are some of his tips for the aspiring coin searcher?
He suggests starting simple. Look through your own pocket change. You never know what you might find lurking in your wallet or purse. Then you can start checking your change after everyday transactions.
So basically, keep your eyes peeled for anything out of the ordinary.
Exactly. Pay attention to dates, mint marks, and especially the condition of the coins. And if you're feeling really ambitious, you can start going through rolls of pennies, like EJ Gold himself.
Okay, I'm definitely going to start checking my change more carefully from now on. But what about those rolls of pennies? Where do you even get those?
You can usually get them from your local bank. Just ask for rolls of pennies, and they'll usually be happy to oblige.
So, no need to raid the piggy bank or empty the washing machine?
Well, those are options too. But the bank is probably a more reliable source. And once you've got your rolls, EJ Gold provides detailed instructions on how to set up your coin searching station. The velvet pad, the optivisor, the whole nine yards.
All right, so I've got my pennies, my magnifying glass, my velvet pad. What am I looking for exactly?
He recommends starting by sorting the pennies by decade, which helps you narrow down the possibilities for valuable finds. Then you want to look for anything that stands out. Unusual dates, mint marks, signs of doubling, anything that might indicate an error coin. He provides a really helpful guide to identifying different error types and estimating their value.
This is starting to sound like a real detective mission. I can see how people get hooked on coin searching. It's like a treasure hunt with the added bonus of learning about history and potentially making some money.
That's the beauty of it. It combines knowledge, skill, and a little bit of luck.
But let's be honest, not everyone is going to find a penny worth thousands of dollars. What about the rest of us who might just be looking for a fun new hobby?
EJ Gull emphasizes that even if you never find a rare error coin, there's still value in the process itself. Coin searching can be incredibly meditative. It forces you to slow down, focus, and appreciate the small details. It can also be a great way to connect with history, holding in your hand a piece of metal that's traveled through time, touched by countless people, and witnessed historical events.
You know, I think that's a really important point. It's not just about the potential monetary value. It's about slowing down, appreciating the little things, and finding wonder in the everyday.
Exactly. And as EJ Gold reminds us, even a worthless penny has a story to tell. It's a tangible link to the past. A reminder that history isn't just something you read about in books. It's right there in your pocket.
Wow, that's a great way to put it. So even if we don't all achieve coin enlightenment on a spiritual level, we can still gain a deeper appreciation for these often overlooked objects.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe you'll find a few extra bucks along the way.
All right, so we've covered coin enlightenment, penny searching techniques, error coins, and even the metaphysical side of coin collecting. But before we wrap up, I have to ask, what's the biggest takeaway for our listeners? What does EJ Gold really want us to understand?
I think his main message is that there's magic in the mundane. He wants us to look beyond the surface, to question our assumptions, and to see the potential for wonder in the everyday.
He's basically saying, don't underestimate the power of a penny.
Exactly. And he leaves us with one final thought-provoking question. Could there be a connection between his belief in coins as portals to other dimensions and the actual value they hold in our world?
That's a really interesting question. It makes you wonder if our beliefs can somehow influence reality. If we believe something holds deeper significance, does that somehow make it more valuable?
It's a mind-bending concept.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes this deep dive so compelling. It challenges us to think differently, to open our minds to new possibilities, and to see the world with a sense of wonder.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, I want to encourage our listeners to start their own coin searching adventures. You never know what treasures might be hiding right under your nose.
Happy hunting.
So we're left with this idea that maybe a penny is more than just a penny.
It's kind of like that saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like maybe there's a connection between what we believe about something and the value we give it.
That's the beauty of EJ Gold's perspective. He's encouraging us to question things,
right,
like our assumptions. And to see the potential for wonder, even in the everyday stuff.
You know, I find it fascinating how he blends, like, the practical stuff, the coin collecting, with these, like, really out there ideas.
He does, doesn't he? He grounds those mystical ideas in the reality of, you know, actually looking for valuable coins.
Okay, but let's be real. Not everyone is going to start seeing pennies as portals to other dimensions.
True, true.
I think the takeaway for everyone is that there's value in paying attention, like slowing down, appreciating the little things.
Even if that little thing is just a penny on the sidewalk.
Exactly. He reminds us that even the most ordinary things, they have stories, you know?
They've been touched by so many people, traveled through time, seen historical events.
Like holding a tiny piece of history.
And who knows, maybe that penny will spark something in you, like a desire to learn more, you know?
The world around you.
Exactly.
Maybe it'll even lead you to your own version of coin enlightenment.
Whatever that may be.
Well said. So what does this all mean for our listeners? What's the ultimate message of this whole deep dive?
I think EJ Gold wants us to remember that there's magic in the mundane. that there's always something new to discover if we just open our minds and look closely enough.
It's about finding the wonder in the everyday.
And maybe even a little wealth along the way.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into It's Just a Penny.
We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
And who knows, maybe the next time you see a penny, you'll pick it up with a newfound sense of curiosity and wonder.
Until next time, keep your eyes open and your minds even more so.